Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In the light of the ongoing debacle with Greece, you have undoubtedly heard people suggesting that the Eurozone is ending, that the Euro is going to be abolished, and some have even suggested that some core nations of Europe will then come together and create their new currency. Well, I'm here to say that none of that is going to happen. And there are economic and political, and more importantly, even spiritual reasons for that conclusion. Let me first address the political and economic reasons. And I'm going to exclusively read now from some German papers, because Germany is the most important economy in Europe. Now, these papers express the ideas of the politicians, not so much the people, but the politicians. And notice what these articles have to say. First of all, here's an article by Süddeutsche Zeitung, which had this to say. If Greece were to become bankrupt, the interest on borrowing in Spain, Ireland, and elsewhere would become inflated, and the cracks in the Eurozone would widen. It would in turn affect Germany, whose banks have invested their money in these countries, and 70% of whose exports go to the Eurozone. The article goes on to say an early end of the euro would be devastating for everyone concerned. And there is no reason to be nostalgic about the German mark. The euro performed magnificently during the financial crisis and spared the Europeans difficult and destructive shifts on the currency exchange markets. And it is no coincidence that right now today, European banks, German banks, have said that they also will come to the rescue of Greece. The financial daily Handelsblatt had this to say. Of course, Greece pulled the wool over our eyes with its statistics, but that doesn't justify throwing it out of the monetary union. Even the thought is poisonous. If an out-of-proportion debt was enough for a parting of ways, then California would have to be thrown out of the United States. And we would never have seen the reunification of Germany. Here are political and economic reasons which are being described. And this is an article by Die Tageszeitung, which had this to say. Despite their poor ratings, there is no doubt that the euro countries will rescue Athens or Greece from bankruptcy. And the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung went on to say, the risk of a market-driven chain reaction hitting Portugal, Spain, Italy, and Ireland in a way that might truly threaten the stability of the euro is not the greatest danger on the horizon. Ultimately, this is about the whole European project, of which the eurozone is an important foundation. So they realize that not only the eurozone, or maybe even the euro, are in danger, but the entire European project. And that's something the Europeans are not going to allow to happen. The Süddeutsche Zeitung had this to say. If Greece becomes insolvent, this would shatter the whole monetary union. Germany especially cannot afford for that to happen. Politically, because the decades it took to build up the bloc would be lost. Economically, because resource-poor and export-strong Germany is dependent on open markets, international rules, and the monetary union. The German economy could not withstand a new era of the nation-state. Conversely, Germany could even make money from Greece's salvation if all goes well. After all, the money is being loaned at a good interest rate, not given away. You see, and right now, as we speak, the European finance ministers are coming together to hammer out a solution over the weekend to rescue Greece, and frankly, to rescue the eurozone and to rescue the euro. At the same time, as we have said for so many, many years, Europe is going to unite in even a more drastic way than it has already been doing, prompted by a crisis. And the Greece crisis might very well be a vehicle, an engine to bring this about. Because now we are hearing voices talking about we have to have some kind of a stability and solidarity pact amongst the European countries, showing what they need to do, how they need to do it, to help somebody in need. But at the same time, the former finance minister of Germany, Theo Weigel, has proposed that while those countries are in need of help, they shouldn't have voting rights. Now, that is an interesting proposal. And here we find an article by Der Spiegel saying this: anyone in Germany who still believes that losing the euro wouldn't be such a bad thing fails to recognize how important the eurozone is as a market for our industry. But Europe's future is also at stake. A failure of the monetary union would call the whole European project into question. It's not just money that's at stake today. It's also a question of political stability in Europe. And the Europeans know that. And of course, in their minds, Europe needs to be unified to prevent wars breaking out amongst the European member states. And so it's not going to happen that Europe will fall apart, that the eurozone will fall apart, that the euro will be abolished. It's also not going to happen because of spiritual reasons. You see, the Bible is telling us that in these end times, these last days, a very powerful Europe will emerge. It's talked about in Revelation 18 as a very powerful economic entity. It's called modern Babylon. It's going to be so powerful that all the nations of the world will trade with it. To an extent, this is already happening today, but it's going to be much more increasingly the case. Now, this could never happen, and this could never be maintained unless there is a common currency, you see. And the common currency is not just limited to a few core nations in Europe. It's talking about the entire continent, basically. And so we just know, based on that, that the euro is here to stay, that the eurozone is not going to be done away with. And so all these ideas, like, oh, this is all going to be changing, specifically coming from those who have religious backgrounds, show that those people who say that just don't have what the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation, the spirit of prophecy, or at least they don't follow it. But God says that he is not going to allow anything to happen, and he is not going to bring anything about of major consequence unless he tells his prophets, his servants, first what's going to happen. Now, if you want to take anything from this program today, and I'm not going to tell you this in order to give you financial advice, but I'm going to tell you this because this is what the Bible says. Remember these words: the euro is here to stay. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.